welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Welcome back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. I hope that you are having a great day, and we are thrilled that you are spending some of your day with us today here at Road Talk. We are beginning a new series today for the summer of 2024 and really for the remainder of the year for the Discover Young Adults Ministry here at Press and Crest. I'm going to be teaching on topics which have been submitted by members of the Discover class. These are topics that people in their 20s and 30s are thinking about continuously, living as young adults who want to follow Christ in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it's not surprising that many of these topics which have been submitted are questions that people of all ages ask. So even if you are listening to this podcast today and you are not in your 20s and 30s, hopefully you can gain some encouragement from some of the matters that we will discuss, both about life and about Scripture. And for the next few episodes, we're going to be talking about dating in a marriage and dating series that I have entitled Before I Do, Discussions Before the Altar. And this is part one of that series, The Person That I Should Date. How should you decide who you should date? I think really the better question to ask is, why do people not spend more time deciding? We spend a lot of time thinking about the company that we should work for, or the career that we should choose, or the house that we should buy, maybe even the car that we should drive. But young adults don't spend as much time, at least it seems like, they don't spend as much time thinking about the person that they should date. And other than their decision to follow Christ, who I should date is the most important decision that they will ever make. And it's the most important decision that you will ever make. And so I want to offer today four qualities for the person that I should date. In the next episode, we're going to talk about the person you should dump, things you should run from. But in this episode, we're going to talk about things that you should run to, the person that you should date. So here are four of those qualities in order of importance. Obviously, there are more than four, but for a sake of time, I'm going to offer just four. Number one, the first quality that you should be looking for in the person that you should date is integrity. How would you define integrity? There are several answers that are tossed to and fro, but most people agree that a good definition for integrity is to do the right thing even when no one else is watching. Based on that definition of integrity, doing the right thing when no one else is watching, how does integrity get involved in a dating relationship? Maybe in whether or not someone is trustworthy, if they do what they say they're going to do, how they act behind closed doors, if they keep themselves pure when they have an opportunity to cross a line they should not cross. It's no surprise that integrity is highly valued in Scripture. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 9 says, "Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out." Or what about this one, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7, "The righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him." That's a very important verse for someone who's considering beginning a family. If I walk in integrity now, there's a very good chance that my children will walk in integrity later. Integrity is special and it's rare, but it's important. Quality number two, for the person that I should date, faith and values. As we are dating, we need to find someone whose faith is as strong, if not stronger, than ours. I've said it here on the podcast before, but marriage was never meant to be a mission field. That was not its original design or purpose from God. That's not to say that people can't become Christians once they've become married, and those are beautiful stories when it happens, but more often than not, the unbeliever has a greater impact on the believer than the believer has on the unbeliever. And for a Christian, when they are thinking about the person they should date, they should be looking for someone whose faith is as strong, if not stronger, than theirs. Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." That verse is often quoted in men's Bible study groups or men's accountability groups, but it's also true for marriage. We strengthen each other. Now, someone might ask, why does integrity come before faith and values on the list? I said this was number two. And hopefully the answer for that is somewhat obvious. What good is someone's faith if it's not real? You might be impressed by how someone conducts themselves at church, or how they answer questions in Bible class, or how they talk about their faith when other people are listening, but how do they truly act when they're by themselves, when they aren't at church, when faith becomes real? You know, Jesus had this problem with the Pharisees. The Pharisees would talk a big game, but Jesus knew it wasn't real. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." That's not a faith issue, that's an integrity issue. And if someone has integrity, their faith, more than likely, will be sincere. Number three, compatibility. When you're dating someone, you need to really study them carefully and study yourself carefully. Do you have the same interest? Do you enjoy spending time together? Do you share goals? Do you want the same things? What is your future going to look like? Obviously, our future tomorrow is ultimately out of our control, but we have an idea of where we want to go should all things happen the way that we are planning for them to happen. Couples need to discuss these things. And if they have different goals, that doesn't mean that each person is wrong. It just means they're different, and these conversations need to take place. Is daily conversation easy or hard? Does the conversation flow naturally, or after the conversation or the date is over, are you exhausted, feeling like you've had to carry on a conversation with someone who really wasn't engaged while you were speaking? Listen, if you're exhausted after 45 minutes or after one date, you don't need to get married. Is it easy or is it hard? This is a very important question. When you think of your perfect day, are they in it? When I think about my perfect day, my wife Suzanne will always be in the picture. I can't think of anyone that I would rather spend time with than her. And if you don't feel that way about your spouse, it's going to be very difficult to have a healthy marriage. Number four, the last one on my list, is physical attraction. I mean, it has to be on the list, and to say that it doesn't is really ill-advised and unrealistic. It's not worldly to say, I want to be physically attracted to the person that I'm dating and eventually the person that I marry. God wants you to desire your spouse, and God wants your spouse to desire you. Now, why is physical attraction last on the list, at least my list? Well, you know the answer. Because our appearance changes over time. Maybe the dad bod takes over, or ladies, after they've had several children, things aren't the way that they used to be. But it's not just your appearance that changes. Your attraction changes as well. The things that attracted you to the person you were dating in your early 20s may not be the things that attract you to your spouse in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. Women will often say that they find their husband most attractive when he's playing with the children in the front yard. Not when he's working out, not when he has his shirt off at the pool, but when he's being a family man. And men say similar things about women. The things that they were attracted to in their early 20s may not be the same things they're attracted to years down the road. The writer of Proverbs said in Proverbs 31, verse 30, "Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And that's not just true for women. Men's physical appearance will change, but a man who honors God, he is special. And he, in his own right, is attractive. So the big question to ask is, how do you find this person? How do you find someone who is a person of integrity, who has strong faith and values, someone that you are compatible with, someone you're physically attracted to? Well, I offer a few ideas, a few recommendations. Number one, don't look for a Beverly Hills mansion in the Bronx. I'll say that again. Don't look for a Beverly Hills mansion in the Bronx. If you're wanting a large mansion, you go to the Bronx, you're not going to find one. If you're wanting a person of high caliber, a person of great spiritual depth, a person who loves the Lord, those people don't hang out at all kinds of places. The very best place you can meet someone is church, is places where ethics and integrity and morals are valued and cherished and pursued. So narrow your search. Don't look for a bargain. Don't convince yourself, well, they may have a little bit of integrity, but the faith and values and compatibility, that's not there, but maybe it will be someday. More than likely, it won't. And please don't just say, I'm physically attracted to them, so maybe the integrity and the faith and the compatibility will come along eventually. You can't have a marriage simply based on physical attraction. Be patient. Good things come to those who wait. Go on dates to see if it's a potential match. How are you going to know if someone is right for you until you spend some time with them to figure it out? I tell the guys in the Discover Young Adults ministry, ask girls out on dates. And I tell the girls, if you get asked out on a date, go on a date. Even if you don't think you're interested at first, you may be surprised or it may confirm what you already thought, but at least give it a try. No one buys a car, or at least they shouldn't buy a car, without taking it for a test drive, without seeing if they like the feel of the car, the way the car handles, whatever it might be. You don't do that. Well, don't do that in relationships. Don't settle. If it's not a good fit, you'll know right away or pretty soon down the road. If you know it's not a good fit, stop dating them. The purpose of dating is to see if they're a good candidate for marriage. And if they aren't a good candidate for marriage, don't waste your time. Don't waste their time. And most of all, remember who you are and remember what you offer. If you are a child of God, you are precious. You are holy. You have been created in God's image. And just because you don't have a significant other or spouse now does not mean you never will. So prepare yourself now to be a wonderful husband, to be a wonderful wife. And eventually, that blessing will come. As always, thank you for spending some of your day here with us at Road Talk. We appreciate it. We appreciate you. Keep your eyes on heaven. And I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.